Good morning. Welcome to Becoming a Dad Podcast. Good morning. I hope everyone had a great week. Thanks for coming back to listen to episode 4. Let's jump right into it. So for question of the week, what is something your child does that makes your heart melt? We got some good answers. Anytime he wants to show me something or ask a question, shows that he's excited about something and wants me to be a part of it. I know anytime that my son wants to read a book or play with some of his toys with me, or he like brings me his toy that he was currently playing with, like the dinosaur he really likes or the puzzle, I know that I really like that. You know, it just shows that they want to spend time with you. Shows that they were playing either on their own, or they saw the puzzle they wanted to play and they were like, hey, like, I want to play with dad. Another one was when they know I've had a long day and they do the dishes and sweep the floor without me asking. Parent has kids obviously older than mine, so I'm looking forward to stuff like that, when they can tell my mood or they can sense that something's been upsetting me and they take it upon themselves to make me feel better. I think that's going to be another one of those times where you just look at them and you're like, wow, I can't believe you did that. But in a good way, not like you go to wake them up from nap time and they're already awake and they have poop diaper spread all over their room. And you walk in and go, I can't believe you did that. Different type of I can't believe you did that, but you guys get what I'm saying.
Can we start the show now?
So this week's topics are firsts and how they make us feel as parents. It goes along with the question of the week. Sometimes the first that your kid does is going to make your heart melt. Other times it's going to make you wish that you had more patience than you were given. Other times it's going to make you want to cuddle up in your corner and cry. So, some of the first I've experienced so far, I know, granted, my kids are very young. The first time my son smiled, kids start smiling, you know, 2-3 months old. It's more of a, like a copy. They see your face and they don't have full control of their body yet. So, they mimic your face. And they smile. The first time I can truly remember my son smiling was, I'd say, probably about like the 3 month mark. I was at home with my son. My wife had gone back to work. He was sitting in his little swing chair. And he's bouncing like up and down in the chair. Sorry, the chair doesn't swing, but it like vibrates and kind of bounces. He's sitting in that. I'm trying to prep my own breakfast, make his bottle. And my wife sent me a text message and asked, like, oh, I miss you guys. I want to see the baby. Normal mom stuff, right? So I get my phone out, I start recording, and I start saying stuff to him. Like, say hi to mama. Say hi to mama. And, of course, I'm saying it in a very light, sing-songy way. But he smiles. He smiles so big. Like, full mouth open, ear to ear. Get squinty eyes. just total cheeser. And like the fact that maybe it wasn't his very first smile, but like the time that it really catches me when I think about his first smile, and the fact that I got it on camera too, I know that it was really special. It's something I'll be able to have forever. Little jealous that it's because I was talking about his mama, but to this day he is still a mama's boy. Another first I've experienced was when he tried baby food for the first time. Obviously, the pureed, like, step one baby food. So it's, you know, I don't know, like 70% water. You know, it's not very thick. But I remember the very first time he tried it, and he... I don't want to say he loved it immediately, but he tried it. What was immediate was the mess he made. It was so messy. Had it all over his lips and his face. He had started putting his hands in his mouth. It was all over. It was so gross. But there's a sense of excitement, dare I say pride, that my son is now eating, you know, a full meal. Another one is drinking from a straw. My son didn't have a lot of... He didn't have a lot of, like, sippy cup time. He went almost immediately to a straw cup. That one caused surprise. Like, he saw his mom and I drinking from straws all the time. We used the big metal cups, metal straws. And I don't know, like, he just, it was like, you put a cup to his mouth. We were drinking water or something. We put a cup to his mouth and it had straw in it. And we're like, oh, he's just going to chew on the straw. And then almost immediately starts drinking water. Like, took to it, no problem. I know a first that I was not prepared for was the first time he hurt himself. The cry that he let out when he feels physical pain for the very first time, and actually it registers and he cries, and the first time you see real tears roll down his eyes, and it's a different cry. I won't ever forget it. I remember hearing it and then rushing to pick him up and hold him. And it's like, I just want to make it to where this never happens again. Like, you don't ever want to hear that cry again. You don't ever want him to go through the same issue again. But you know that there's nothing you can really do to protect him from everything. Protect her from everything. No matter how hard you try, they're always going to find that corner that you couldn't protect. They're always going to find the thing that when they pull on it, it falls down and hits them. They're always going to find the picture frame, the decoration, the whatever it is. They're always going to find that one thing that could harm them. Your blood pressure spikes so high, so quick when you hear that cry. It causes like instantaneous panic. Another first was when he cries and reaches out for you, whether you're leaving or you go to give him to someone he doesn't necessarily recognize, you know, he starts that whole he only wants to be with mom or dad phase. That one, it's actually kind of like a sense of pride. As weird as that seems, it's nice to know that he recognizes me as the dad and he wants to spend time with me. He feels comfortable with me. He feels safe with me. I like that. It makes me feel like I did something right. I provided him with enough comfort that he feels comfortable and like with me. Like he wants to be with me to provide that comfort. And then one that was kind of a proud dad moment was when he first, like, with the when he held his bottle on his own. Like, you hand him his bottle and you lay him down, and he then holds it completely by his own, drinks the whole bottle, and I know he's my son 100% because as soon as he was done, he just tosses the bottle away. And I've heard stories that growing up, if I could pick up an item and toss it as a projectile, no matter what it was, I would do so. And my son is following suit right behind me. If he can pick it up and he can throw it, it's going to get thrown. And still to this day, if you have him laying flat on his back, you give him a bottle, he drinks it, and then he throws the bottle when he's done. My daughter obviously is younger, so her firsts are much more limited. She is just now starting the smiling phase, and it is so adorable because I make baby noises and I coo at her, I talk to her, but she smiles. Like, she sees me, she sees her mom, she recognizes the face, and then she smiles, like she's happy to see us. And that no matter how many times I've seen it in a day, no matter how many times I saw it with my son, it just warms your heart. It's a great feeling. Some of the first that I'm looking forward to being a part of. First time he gets to try Taco Bell. No, I'm just kidding. My son will probably eat Taco Bell, but it's not one of the first I'm looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to getting him involved in sports, whether it's football, basketball, table tennis, volleyball, dancing. I don't care. Do not care what physical activity he chooses. He gets to pick it. I'm super excited to sign him up for it. Go buy gear, regardless of what it is. We're going to go out. We're going to buy gear. We're going to have fun. I'm going to invest time, money, energy into giving my son an enjoyable experience and something he chooses to be a part of. Another one for my son would be a first I'm not looking forward to being a part of would be first heartbreak. Don't know when that's going to be. No idea, but the first time he gets his little heart broken, I'm not looking forward to trying to pick up the pieces of that. I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a part of it, but I don't want to see my son in pain. And, you know, with physical pain, there are things I can do to help you with that. I can give you medicine. I can give you a Band-Aid. I can put Neosporin on it. I can make it better. There are things I can do to help you. No matter what happens to cause the emotional pain, I can't give him anything to help ease that. I'm looking forward to his first homecoming. Looking forward to when he decides what he wants to do with his life. I'm looking forward to having father-son alone time, going on trips. For my daughter, I'm looking forward to little moments that her and I get to share, like father-daughter dance. The first time that she gets invited to go out on a dance, and we get to, not we, I, her mom is going to take her out and get her a dress and get their nails done and their hair done, and it's going to cost way more than it should. But to see the look on my little girl's face when she's all dolled up and she likes the way she looks, she feels comfortable in the way she looks, I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see her, to be the first one to that she has that reaction with. Comes down the stairs, or that's always the way it is in the movies. It's always stairs. And she comes out of the hallway and she comes down the stairs. She turns the corner. I get to see her. The first person to see her besides her mother who's helping her. Be able to see her and the smile I know she's going to have. I'm excited for my daughter the first time that she gets to try new foods. We haven't really spoke about it before, but my daughter has a genetic disorder that just requires a special diet. So as she grows up, she'll be able to eat more items and she'll be able to decide for herself how to pick and choose and what she's going to eat. And I'm just excited to be there with her and actually enjoy some of the food with her. Be able to, I'm going to try new foods. I don't have the same genetic disorder. I don't have the same requirements, but I'm going to be a part of her life. I'm going to invest myself in her. So I'm going to eat the same things. I'm going to try some of the same things. I'm excited for that. Again, I'm not excited for her first heartbreak. Lord, help the boy who breaks her heart. Because that's my baby girl. I am not excited for the first time she brings a boy home. Obviously, typical dad, it's going to be too early no matter what age it is. I don't want her to bring a boy home. But, like I said earlier, I'm also excited to share the little moments, like the father-daughter dance. Something that special can't happen without some of the other moments, like her bringing a boy home. She's going to have to do one to get to the other. I would love to hear some of the firsts that you guys have experienced as parents. If there's still things that you have yet to experience, let me know some of those. If you experienced some firsts that I didn't mention or that you didn't think of before you had to experience them, write in, let me know. The email is in the episode description below. Let's share stories. Let's get involved.
Parents on the Internet.
All right, this week for Parents on the Internet, or Potty, we're going across the pond to England. The title of the article was "Stupid Parents Jailed for Child Neglect." A Gloucester couple have been jailed for neglecting 5 of their children. The judge told them they had not been deliberately cruel, but were inadequate, stupid, stubborn, and incompetent parents. The mother was sent to prison for 2 years and 9 months, and the father was jailed for 2 years. I don't know exactly what they did. The article doesn't get super into it. But in open court, for a judge to call you inadequate, stupid, stubborn, and incompetent, I have to imagine that whatever you were doing was obvious to the people around you. Either from watching you do it, from making the same mistakes over and over again, or from issues that were happening with your kids, whether always in the hospital or bruising on them, broken bones. They just were malnourished. They were always too skinny. Hair was disheveled, dirty, never taken care of. I mean, there had to be something that people saw for them to just, for it to be brought to the attention of law enforcement and then be taken to court. Now, obviously, nobody gets it right 100% of the time. No one knows what they're doing 100% of the time. There's always something that it's your first time dealing with it and you're not sure what to do. I just don't get how you don't grow, though. Like, there's things I'm going through the first time I'm dealing with it, and I have no idea what I'm doing. But I know there are basic steps to check. Child's crying and fussy. Okay, check diaper. Check to see if they need food. Check to see if they hurt themselves, if there's any red marks, scratching, bites, itch. Check to see if there's a hair tourniquet somewhere. Fingers, toes, private area if you're a boy. But, like, there's steps you take to make sure the child is okay. Sometimes you might have to, you know, they just want to be picked up. Maybe they're hungry. Maybe they fell and they're just looking for comfort. Maybe they had a poopy diaper. Whatever it is, like, there's steps you take. I can't imagine, like, if my kid came up to me either crying or wanting something and then just brushing them off. Or not dropping everything to figure out what it is that makes them feel better, makes them stop crying. You know, it's nice to see that I'm not the only one that at times has no idea what I'm doing. But at least I never had to go to court for it.
Can we finish this? I'm bored.
Alright, that does it for episode 4. Thanks for coming in and hanging out. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, my email is in the episode description below. All of my socials are there. Go follow me. I'll be posting questions of the week. If you have any questions that you want to see answered, or if you have one that you want to submit to question of the week, submit it to the email, becomingadadpodcast@gmail.com. If you like the episode, leave a review and rate us on whatever platform you're listening on. The more reviews and ratings I get, the better the show does, and the more this keeps going. Let's end this, as always, with a dad joke. So the joke this week is, my deaf girlfriend was talking in her sleep last night. Damn near poked my eye out. Alright, that's going to be it for today. Have a great week. Come back and see me next time.